Darren Crowley, Bandon, Wing Forest. I suppose we've won out and won in on the management team. So, or Niall O'Halloran, our main guy, is still with us. So, but there's not much of a change really when it comes down to it. So we're hoping it'll be kind of, it'll run out the same way as last year anyway.
And player wise, I'd imagine after the success last year, nobody really wanted to drop out, or did they?
Yeah, I suppose there's no one at the age really that needs to be dropped out, we don't think anyway. So there's no one retired anyway. So we haven't gained anyone really either. So I suppose it's pretty much the same panel and team as last year.
So, like, you're here at the senior championship launch, and I suppose, you know, on the back of last year's success, it's a very exciting time for the club to be embarking on a senior championship.
Yeah, look, it definitely is. Look, it's a massive thing for a club, and I suppose we're fully focused on playing Musgrave for our first senior hurling championship game in a long time for a club. So I suppose we're really looking forward to that now at the moment.
And how was that winter, you know, on the back of county success? Like, you're very enjoyable, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, I suppose we had a good winter, but We were brought back down to earth with a bang in January. We started doing our physical training and stuff, so that brought us back to reality fairly quickly, and back to normality then, I suppose, come January, so at least that.
The prospect of senior hurling will focus the minds very quickly, won't it?
Yeah, look, it will, and I suppose after a couple of Red FM League games now as well, I suppose we know what we're up against and we know the standard we need to get to compete at the grade, so we're focused on all right at the moment.
And how have the league games gone for you, and what sort of difference have you seen in the step up in the grade?
Yeah, I suppose we've had mixed results in the league really. I suppose we've had a terrible run of injuries now at the moment. We're probably down 5 or 6 now at the moment, so our league form is kind of patchy, and I suppose other teams have those injuries as well, but I suppose we're seeing maybe other clubs have that bit of strength and depth that we don't have at the moment, but we're working on that now at the moment. So our junior team are putting in a big effort this year, so hopefully that strength and depth will come now. In a year or two we'll have a bit more strength and depth.
Stuff. I mean, when you're entering the senior championship now, like, it's new ground for you, but you must be very excited about it, you know, the prospect.
Yeah, look, we can't wait, I suppose, as a group of players. We've always wanted to play in the senior championship, and we'll get the chance now this year to test ourselves at the top grade, and we'll be able to see where we are. We're hoping to do quite well.
Your first round opposition, Musgrave, like, what do you make of that draw?
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's a difficult draw. We won't be able to know much about them. They won't be playing many games before they play us, I'd be guessing. I suppose a lot of them will be involved with their clubs, but Musgrave have a lot of good strong hurling clubs at the intermediate grade, so we'll be expecting a very tough test that day. They have some good teams who'll be knocking the door to Premier Grade and the lower grade as well, so they'll be well capable of giving us a good game that day.
And we'll say, what sort of, like, I don't know, I know it's the sanctity of the dressing room in a way, but, like, what sort of marker do you lay down for the year when you came together in January?
I suppose, look, we're only focused on one game. I suppose since January, the Munster game is all we're focused on. We haven't been thinking anything past that, so it's just that one game now in 2 weeks that everything has been built and focused for that game.
The very best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
Mark O'Connor, Douglas forward. We've had a good league campaign now so far this year. We're training well and all looking forward to now at the moment. We've had 4 or 5 games now. We've played Newtown Chantrum, we've played Newcestown, Bride Rovers. So we've had a couple of good games under our belt now, Joe. So we're just training hard now, trying to keep bring the training into the games and that, so all going well for championship anyway.
So tell us about your management setup this year. Any changes to it or anything like that?
No, same as last year. Now we've Willie Coveney as the manager and Martin Barry is doing lots of training and that, so there's no introductions or anything at the start of the year. It's probably headed, so it's just got straight into business, like, so
And Willie, like, he knows the club squad very well. It's not just the seniors either, like, you know, he knows the workings of it very well.
Yeah, like, the two lads now as well and the selectors were involved with the under-21 panel as well last year and won the county, so they know all the younger fellas coming through. It's not a case of just the existing senior players from last season, right? They know the fellas coming through this year and all that, so
And your playing panel this year has been boosted as well. You have a couple of outside players that have joined Douglas.
Yeah, we got 2 new additions to the panel this year. Shane Burke from Tipperary and Keane McCarthy came as well. So obviously two additions to the panel. Like, I mean, we're happy to take players and that. But competition for places in the squad is going to be healthy anyway. So we'll help in that aspect.
Shane Burke from Tipperary, he's a forward with inter-county experience as well. Like, he's a good pedigree hurler.
Yeah, absolutely. There should be good competition for places now, and that it brings the extra bit of bite into training and that as well, to know when fellas know that their position could be on the line, it's only going to be positive.
And Kieran McCarthy as well, like, he doesn't really need any introduction to the Cork listeners, because obviously people saw what he achieved at Sarres and indeed his contribution to Cork as well. As a forward, he's another forward into your forward line there, and that competition for places with Kieran in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, now, Kieran had an operation right in November, October of last year, so he's still coming back from that. But obviously, Kieran's been one of the best club players in Cork over the last couple of years, so he's a decent addition to the squad as well. But there's no one guaranteed a place in the team at the moment, so we're all still fighting for places, so it's all good.
And I suppose, looking at your first round opposition, then you're coming up against one of the colleges, CIT, so what do you expect from that?
Yeah, no, we played CIT last year as well, and the colleges and the divisional teams can be somewhat of an unknown entity at times as well. Like, but we always know it's going to be a tough test in the Senior Hurling Championship. Like,
and what sort of a marker do you lay down out in Douglas for this year? You did have a good year last year, so how do you build on it?
Yeah, well,
or did you have a good year? Like, how do you feel about last year?
Yeah, well, we were beaten in the semi final last year by Glen Rovers, so obviously went on to win it and get to a Munster final. So I mean, not a hugely disappointing year, but I mean, not a great year obviously as well.
It's almost the worst time to lose out, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing not to get to a final last year. We've been knocking on the door the last couple of years and that, so get the semi-finals and quarter-finals here and there. So obviously the objective is to try and maybe go one better this year again.
Well, you've been mentioned by one of the leading clubs here as real potential winners this year, given the additions you've had to your squad and everything and the progress you've shown over the last couple of years. Would you be happy to hear that, I suppose?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to come too with, I suppose, new players, but yes, remember, these fellas have to be integrated into the team, and it's not going to be a transition overnight or anything. So.
Oh no, I mean, I'm not for 1 minute saying it's only because you got these new players in, but yeah, like, it's just one element of how you developed over the last couple of years. You got to a semi-final last year, and you could show more progress this year.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I still think we could have made the final last year, so obviously the intention is to push on again this year and hopefully go one better. But we're just going to take it game by game. I mean, you can't start looking too far ahead in this competition either, because you get caught up in all of it.
And how is it going with the management of the footballers as well? Because they've had two games already, like, and you know, how has that disrupted the hurling preparation?
Yeah, it does make it a bit more awkward, a bit more difficult, I suppose. I mean, having our footballers away for the guts of almost 4 weeks with the two games, they had to play a preliminary round as well. So, no, we still have a good core of hurlers that just hurlers only. So we trained away ourselves, but obviously you're missing a couple of the core, the football and hurlers, so I mean that has effects on it too, I suppose. Yeah.